It's our latest What Next. It's Neil Atkinson and Paul Cope, and this time we're joined by Rory Smith. And we've sent Rory the document that we're working on, and Rory off air said it is quite the document. It's a startling, maybe a suggestion that some people have got too much time on their hands, Rory, but listen, who am I to judge?
I don't work with a lot of spreadsheets. There's not a lot of spreadsheets in football journalism, which is one of the reasons I got into it, but it is without question a spreadsheet.
It's significant. It follows through. It all makes logical sense.
I imagine that this is what it feels like to be like an account manager somewhere. I was really happy to read it. It made me feel like I was actually at work.
I managed to reduce all activities to spreadsheets, Rory. So don't be surprised. There isn't a thing I can't turn into a spreadsheet. And I feel quite satisfactory about. So what we said, Rory, was everything we discussed around 1920 and what we started discussing around 2020-21, which is always difficult to say. The main thing I wanted to talk about, Rory, was something that you said off-air to develop it as an on-air theme, which is the takeaway point and the thing that I think people talking about football and trying to administer football have found difficult so far is the desire to make everything one size fits all in a number of different ways, and we can go through them. But I think the main thing I've taken from this is trying to think about football as something where you'll find one thing that works for everyone. We've got to stop thinking like that, I think.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at UEFA, say, right at the top, they've laid out these principles where they want the leagues to be as uniform as possible, which I think is understandable. That's in their interest, and it makes things easier for everybody. From how they finish, what measures they take to make sure they do finish, and what they do if they can't finish, right through to kind of European competitions and all that, and payments even. And equally within national associations, you've seen a desire to say, right, well, we need there to be a solution that works for the top flight and all of the flights below that. But to me, what's become increasingly clear over the last, I guess, month, as these conversations have gone from kind of blind panic to some sort of attempt to come up with some sort of plan, is that you can't, you're going to hold yourself if you try to cling on to that principle. And it's an admirable principle, and it's a principle I agree with. But the reality of it is that you can't draw a straight line from the Premier League to League Two, or from the Polish Ekstraklasa to Serie A, or from, you know, the Portuguese second division to the Scottish fourth. Like, it just doesn't work. And at some point, someone's going to have the nerve to say, look, this works for Belgium, this works for Holland, this works for Scotland, doesn't necessarily work for Germany or Italy or Spain. And equally, this works for the Premier League, but it doesn't work for League Two. That's something we're going to have to realise. And it kind of runs contrary to how we think about football. If you remember, one of the big objections to VAR was always that the game at the grassroots, like Sunday League, should be the same as the game at Old Trafford. And that was held up as some sort of religious principle. But, I mean, I played a lot of Sunday League, and it never occurred to me that I was in any sort of recognisable way playing the same sport as Ryan Giggs. Do you know what I mean? There were balls involved, but that was about it. Like, I don't think that matters to anybody that you can go down the park and you've got kids playing and they're having a nice time, and then there's a bit of controversy and someone says, well, we can't settle this because there's no VAR. Do you know what I mean? It's just a nonsense. And I think that we do need to abandon that principle in a lot of different contexts. I spoke to a guy from Club Brugge, Simon Mignolet's current employer, last week, for a piece on kind of the mechanics of the transfer market and stuff. And he said that one of the things that UEFA needs to kind of take on board is that there are two models in football. And the one model that we are obsessed by is the TV rights model, where the broadcast rights fund everything. And that applies to the top five leagues. Outside that, the business model is completely different, and it rests entirely on the transfer market. That's how those clubs are run. Even a club as kind of financially sound and as big as Club Brugge, they are run on the transfer market, basically. And his worry was that in trying to force a one-size-fits-all solution, which was to play the leagues to protect the TV rights, they were ignoring that reality. And I think the same thing could happen in England, where we say, well, we can't do this with the Premier League because we can't do it with League Two, whereas really they should be separate conversations.